From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Air traffic controllers are being spared further furloughs after government felt the wrath of a traveling public affected by hundreds of flight delays. Today, the U.S. House voted 361-41 in favor of a measure allowing the Federal Aviation Administration to tap into unused funds to pay their air traffic controllers. The bill passed the Senate late yesterday, and President Obama was expected to sign the legislation today. Today, Barack Obama became the first sitting president to address Planned Parenthood's annual conference. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports President Obama assured the organization that he has their back and that they aren't going anywhere.
The president used this speech to promote his health care law. This fall, people can begin signing up for insurance exchanges to get health coverage. Obama asked for Planned Parenthood's help spreading the word, especially among women. And he said it won't be easy, acknowledging the pushback that the organization's leader, Cecile Richards, has described.
As Cecile describes, Planned Parenthood is the only organization that she's ever been at where there are opponents who, in her words, literally get up every day trying to figure out how to keep us from doing our work. Now, if she had worked in the administration, she'd be more familiar with this phenomenon, but
Obama argued that attacks on Planned Parenthood are really attacks on women. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
President Obama says he won't permit the use of chemical weapons against Syrian civilians, but says the U.S. evidence of that is preliminary. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that Syria was high on the agenda as President Obama met Jordan's King Abdullah this afternoon.
President Obama has called the use of chemical weapons a game changer, but he's not signaling any dramatic change in policy just yet. He says he will be prudent as U.S. officials examine the evidence.
Obviously horrific as it is when mortars are being fired on civilians and people are being indiscriminately killed. To use potential weapons of mass destruction on civilian populations crosses another line.
President Obama discussed Syria with Jordan's King Abdullah, who says Syria is becoming more fragmented. The Jordanian leader says 500,000 Syrian refugees have fled to his country. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
In Bangladesh, families are frantically searching for loved ones still missing since a garment factory in Dhaka collapsed, killing more than 300 people. The BBC's Ambarasan Etirojin reports there was one glimmer of hope when survivors were located.
I spoke to a senior fire service department official a short while ago, and they said in one room they found about 23 people in one group under the rubble. So that gave lots of hope and confidence for the rescue teams. You know, there were lots of cheers all around that place.
That's the BBC's Ambarasan Etirojin reporting. This is NPR News. An elderly woman's been killed in a collision northwest of Pittsburgh involving a freight train and a transit bus. Its passengers included people with developmental disabilities. 10 people were hurt in the Evans City incident. Police say the bus apparently stopped on the tracks, prompting a warning from the train's engineer just before the crash. They're investigating whether dense fog was a factor. The government reportedly is announcing its second civil fraud lawsuit against Novartis in less than a week. Reuters News Service is reporting that the Swiss drug maker is accused of paying millions of dollars in kickbacks to doctors in exchange for prescribing drugs. With the first round of the NFL draft in the books, NPR's Mike Pesca reports it was a big day for the members of the offense who rarely touch the ball.
More than a quarter of all players taken, 9 out of 32, were offensive linemen, with tackle Eric Fisher out of Central Michigan going number one overall to the Kansas City Chiefs. But if it was a banner day for the protectors, the protected were largely ignored. No running backs and only one quarterback were drafted yesterday. That QB, Florida State's Eric Manuel, who was selected by the Buffalo Bills, was something of a surprise. Other signal callers, Geno Smith of West Virginia and Ryan Nassib out of Syracuse, can be selected today, as can Heisman Trophy runner-up Manti Te'o. Rounds 2 and 3 of the draft occurred today. The final 4 rounds are held on Saturday. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
Before the closing bell, Dow was up 12 points at 14,713. NASDAQ was off 11 at 3279. And the S&P 500 was down 3 points at 1582. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.